Pod Quiz 1099. Well, hello, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1099.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with a connections music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which you need to tell me artist and title. And number 5 is the connection between the 4 songs.
Question 1. Question 2.
I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending.
Question 3.
About all the things that I long to believe about love, the truth, you mean to me, and the truth is, baby,
Question 4.
We were both in a rush, we talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and now the next thing I know I'm like, manifest, that's your oversized. I digress, got me scrolling like, out of breath, got me going like. Who's the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent? Maybe it's all in my head.
Question 5.
Can you identify the connection between those 4 songs?
Round 2.
Round 2 is on pressure.
Question 6.
What instrument is used to measure atmospheric pressure, often for predicting the weather?
Question 7.
The pressure of car tyres is often measured in PSI. What does PSI stand for?
Question 8.
What is the atmospheric pressure at sea level? 1 Pascal? 1024 Pascals? Or 101,325 Pascals?
Question 9.
The pressure of which fluid is expressed in terms of systolic pressure over diastolic pressure?
Question 10.
Which law states that a fixed mass of ideal gas at a constant temperature has a volume that is inversely proportional to its pressure?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on places. You're about to hear 5 short clips from city travel guides, and for each I would like you to name the city.
Question 11.
Historic buildings surrounding monumental grand gardens and gourmet restaurants are 2 of the many attractions in this beautiful city, and there's a little boy who pees all day in public.
Capital of Belgium and home to the European Parliament.
This is a big international city with 100 languages and more spoken here.
Question 12.
Situated right in the center of Slovenia lies its capital, almost an equal distance from Italy, Austria, Hungary and Croatia. This small but innovative city has a car-free heart, a hip attitude and a mythical history. Wherever you go in, you'll see images of dragons. Legend has it that many centuries ago, a dragon lived in the river.
Question 13.
Situated in Southeast Asia, just off the southern tip of Malaysia, one of the smallest and most densely populated countries in the world, is a breeze to explore. A little further east is Changi Beach. From here, catch a bumboat to the island of Pulau Ubin. But you don't need to ride a bumboat to head back in time. Simply step through the doors of Raffles Hotel and order a sling.
Question 14.
Let's kick things off in the Shibuya district. It's the you've probably imagined, and then some. If there's one moment you've seen everywhere online, it's probably Shibuya Crossing, one of the busiest pedestrian crossings in the world. Next, let's head north to Shinjuku, a neighborhood of extremes. Fast-paced and serene, gritty and refined, old school and ultra-modern, all packed into one dynamic district.
Question 15.
The Netherlands' fourth biggest city, oftentimes referred as Baby Amsterdam. The best way to discover Dutch cities is to walk. The city center is small and a perfect opportunity to improve your health and see everything. Today, I do the same and I start here at the highest building in the city, the Domtoren on the Dom Square.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is television.
Question 16.
Which animated TV series features a hard-drinking, cigar-smoking robot named Bender?
Question 17.
In the TV series Breaking Bad, what is the name of the chemistry teacher who turns to making drugs after a cancer diagnosis?
Question 18.
Which of the following is not a continent in the TV series Game of Thrones? Essos, Meloria, or Westeros?
Question 19.
The American mockumentary sitcom Parks and Recreation is set in which fictional Indiana town?
Question 20.
In which year was the TV sitcom Friends first broadcast? I'll be back in 90 seconds with the answers after Droopies with Pressure.
Answers.
Number 1 was Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil. How do we sleep?
hope I go to heaven, so I see you.
Number two was Deathbed, Coffee for Your Head by Pau Fu featuring Bia Badoobi. Number three was Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi. Number four was Bed Chem by Sabrina Carpenter. And number five, The Connection, we had Beds Are Burning, Deathbed, Bed of Roses and Bed Chem. The Connection is Beds.
Round two.
Round two was on pressure. And the answer to number six, the instrument used to measure atmospheric pressure, is a barometer. Number seven, PSI stands for pounds per square inch. Number eight, atmospheric pressure at sea level is 101,325 pascals. Number nine, the fluid measured in terms of systolic over diastolic pressure is blood. And number ten, the gas law that states that volume is inversely proportional to pressure is Boyle's law. I'll also accept the Boyle-Marriott law or Marriott's law.
Round three.
Round three was places, and the answer to number 11 was Brussels. Number 12 was Ljubljana. Number 13 was Singapore. Number 14 was Tokyo.
All packed into one dynamic district.
And number 15 was Utrecht.
Round 4.
The fun round was television. And the answer to number 16, Bender is a character in Futurama. Number 17, the protagonist in Breaking Bad was Walter White. Number 18, the continent that did not appear in Game of Thrones was Meloria. Number 19, Parks and Recreation is set in Pawnee. And number 20, Friends was first broadcast in 1994. That's it for Pod Quiz 1099. Thank you very much for listening. We have a couple of messages this week. Happy birthday to the smartest quizmaster I know, Quinn. I love you so much and I am so proud of you. Love, your dad, Matt. And to Carlton Ultimate Team, aka Cut, good luck at the regionals and nationals. Love, P-Cut. There's a prize round next week with the chance of winning a t-shirt. Speak to you then. Bye now.